Yeah, buddy. Back here in the nation, Blake Elliott, Brian Broaddus, and Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, keeping you guys nice and cozy on this Tuesday afternoon. If you're wondering where Gavin Dawson is, if you're just now tuning in, he is at the doctor trying to figure out what's wrong with his back. Did he call and already figure out it's MRSA, or are people just telling him that?
People were texting in that it might be that.
I'm really hoping it's not, because we just had someone texted in, retired RN here. MRSA is a bunch of words I don't know. It's not your average infection. It can be deadly. The antibiotics they treated, mainly, another word I don't know, are toxic and not always effective. Prayers to you guys.
Yep. It blocks those things. This is like the mother. This is like the Hulk Hogan of all of them, bro. So,
someone told me I need to take a shower.
You've got Mercer, brother.
I hope he doesn't have it, and it's just his back is something's going on.
It could
on
be
with
a
it.
Staph infection of a sense. You mean, all right? Of you course, can knock those out, a little penicillin.
The one day I wear a sleeveless shirt, the guy I'm filling in for has a staph
that
infection.
That is hysterical,
that could
though,
be
bro.
Deadly.
That is hysterical.
We got you guys some Dallas Cowboys news. Practice has kicked off. The joint practice with the Rams out there in Oxnard. What's happening? A lot of stuff going on
looks
the Twitter
sphere. Looks like Turpin's having a pretty good day catching the football, huh?
From what it looks like on the Twitter highlights, on the outside looking in, Kevontae Turpin seems to be your guy right now. I've seen at least 3 catches of over 20 yards. I've seen a crossing route. I've seen a comeback route. And I've seen a little bit of like a little dig route. All of them, he catches and has some yards after the catch. So if you're buying in the Turpin stock, if you want to grab him like the 9th round of your fantasy draft, or you're just a fan of Kevontae Turpin, I think you're going to be sitting pretty this year. He did get knocked out trying to catch one pass. Kitchens, the safety for the Rams, gave him a nice little blow and made sure that he did not catch the ball. So Kevontae Turpin did have that one drop, but then he followed it up with the 3 20-yard gains. If you're wondering about Jake Ferguson, he had a nice catch up the sideline. It looked like a little swing route. He caught and took it up for about 20, 25 yards. But the highlight of the day came early in practice as Joe Milton threw a 65-yard bomb in the breadbasket to Brooks, our boy Jalen Brooks. It is a stampede for who is going to be in this wide receiver room and get a bunch of reps outside of CD and Pickens. Turpin's fighting for a spot, not spot on the roster, but spot to get a lot of reps. Tolbert's fighting for his spot. Trayshon Holden's put his name in there. Obviously, Brooks has put his name in there. Mingo was phenomenal in all the stuff we saw in the summer. I think it's going to be a very fun battle to see who is getting those wide receiver 3 reps, because we know they're going to be doing a lot of 11 personnel. We know there's going to be times where we got 2 tight ends with 12 personnel with Schoonmaker in there. And Brian even mentioned maybe even a little bit of 13 personnel as well. So I'm really excited to see what the Dallas Cowboys can do on offense, especially with all these little training camp and videos coming out. It looks like Kevontae Turpin's found himself a spot in the offense.
Yeah, the thing with Turpin is, and it's fascinating by him, that he's now being used as a down-the-field player, as a wide receiver. When you start to talk about the 11 personnel stuff, you know, he is getting some work, because this coach has a plan for him. And he's putting him in the backfield. He's putting him in trips formation. He's bringing him in motion. He's putting him in the backfield. He's looking at a lot of different opportunities to use him. And in these practices, we've seen him, like I say, make plays down the field as a wide receiver. That's a positive sign for him.
Jalen Tolbert also caught a little screen pass with Pickens throwing a lead block. And Jalen Tolbert was thrown about 7 yards to the sideline by the Rams defender, but he did get a nice little 8-9 yard gain. Nice to see Jalen Tolbert getting some reps out there. And then John Machota tweeting 5 minutes ago, a lot of run plays. And then he says, not much happening as it is Javonte Williams running up the middle for no gain. Nick Harris also put Rams D-line versus Cowboys O-line. Rams D-line has won almost every play.
Wow, that is not a good sign at all then. Mm-hmm. Not a good mm-hmm. sign at all.
Nick Harris also did the due diligence of letting us know which guys are not practicing today, so then when we're making fun of people or making fun of position groups.
Well, it looks
not.
Like they're down in a red zone period here is what it looks like right now, because they're down – let's see if, and it looks like that Williams is in the backfield. I wish
a lot of Javonte. A lot of Javonte, yeah, I've been seeing.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder, what's going on with that. Here's a pass, Prescott to the corner.
Looks like we got a touchdown.
Looks like we got a touchdown. Yep. Yeah, Dak is. I wonder who he threw it to.
I'm going
to
go Pickens.
That was poor camera angling right there.
Yeah, they're like showing the back
of. Let's see who he's shaking hands with. I can't tell. I'm sure we'll get a clip of it from somebody.
So Nick Harris puts, these are the guys that are not practicing. No Miles Sanders today, as we see him in a hoodie. No Tyler Guyton today.
There's Tyler Guyton right there standing there talking to Steele.
Yep. No Tyler Guyton in practice today. No Deuce Vaughn. No Micah, of course. No Revel. No Brian Spanford, who is out of the boot, though. Brian Spanford is out of the boot, but he will
Brevin
not be
practicing. Brevin Spanford.
Brevin, excuse me. Yeah. Brevin, but will not be practicing. No Overshone, of course. No Josh Butler. No Trayvon Diggs. No Justin Barron. And no Wanye
Thomas. Oh, there's a touchdown right there. Hunter Lipke, they powered that thing inside right there. That was a good job. That was probably from about the 5-yard line. That was a good inside run there with Hunter Lipke. They handed him the ball.
Who was quarterbacking?
Will Greer. So it was Will Greer took the snap and inside handoff. And Hoffman and that crew up front was able to get some good push. There was a nice hole inside there. It was TJ Bass over at that left guard spot as well.
So kind of an interesting O-line spot that they've got with no Guyton.
This is the second offensive line.
Okay, so we're going to keep you guys updated on everything that's happening at Dallas Cowboys campus. They are doing the joint practice with the Rams. Nick Harris tweeting.
Blue just got an opportunity there, and he looked like he was stopped. They didn't get any kind of push off that right side there. That would be, I wish I could run these things back. But, yeah, it is over there. Charles is on that right side over there. Let's see if 72 breaks a huddle at right tackle, that's Lyle Collins, but really nothing good over off that right side. It looks like this is clearly the second offensive line for sure.
Before they went into the red zone, Nick Harris tweeting out a video, CeeDee Lamb running a corner route, and he was about as open as my arms are to the staph infection. Wide open. Dak Prescott
another
finds
touchdown.
Him
another
for
touchdown.
A CeeDee Lamb touchdown, and then we get another red zone touchdown as well.
Another red zone touchdown. This is Blue going off the left side right there, and they got some identity, and those guys were able to get some push over there and make that happen. Good job by Bass and Hoffman as well. It looks like the first offensive line is now back in, so Dak Prescott, they're working on this goal line period here. And it looks, I would have to say, they're probably at the 5-yard line or so. It looks pretty close to what they're doing.
I love how we're getting some camera angles. I feel like you don't usually get the live. We just get the highlights.
Yeah.
But NFL Network is showing a pretty live view of practice. Now, it's not the best camera angle you've ever seen. And also, is this Turpin? Okay, I thought Turpin's in the backfield.
Talking to Will Greer. They're going to check this thing. They're going to shotgun off this. And let's see what happens now. It's Booker. They slide the protection. Picked up well. There's your fade. Oh.
And it looks like Pickens just caught in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, he did. Pickens did. They're going to probably call. Let's see if he pushed off.
We got an instant replay.
Maybe Pickens is saying, yeah, it's a touchdown, bro. Yeah, that was a nice job. It's like Lamb was running inside. This is what we've seen. Lamb on the inside underneath, and then Pickens on the outside.
A little motion, too.
Yeah, a little motion here, trying to get things kind of situated.
I like this. Both these guys on the same side of the field, what are you going to do?
They've been working on that. Here's a throw to the other side now.
So you have CD on the right side of your screen, motions right next to the right under the tackle, goes right back out to that slot position, same side as George Pickens. They had just scored a touchdown on that play, the one me and Brian were talking about with the flag. They then call the next play. On the left side of the field, we don't know who it was, maybe Tolbert, maybe
it looked like to
Mingo.
Me there was no reaction from the Cowboys, so it was probably an incomplete.
But the fact that they're able to do motion on one side, you've got CD and George on the same side, and then Dak is in shotgun and looks to his left, opposite of your two main guys, and throws to, we couldn't see in the camera angle, we're going to assume Mingo or something. And they're able to get one-on-one, that's going to be deadly.
Yeah, here's Prescott under center, Hunter Lipke in the backfield now, and I'm going to guess this is probably going to be a run play. They're probably going to try and push this thing. Hunter Lipke on the handoff, cut. Yeah, touchdown right there. Hunter Lipke said he tried to press.
Jump cut.
Yeah, he did. He tried to press that thing hard to his left, and then get behind that side. Smith to that side. I don't know if that was Smith over there. I think that was Hoffman playing at that spot. Smith might not be practicing. Let's see if we get the ones. Yeah, Hoffman right now is playing the left. So it looks like they might have blown the horn here. So that might be the end of the period.
Turpin's been getting chippy.
Yeah, he has been a little bit.
Turpin's getting in there.
Yeah.
I love to see Kevontae Turpin being interactive. Nick Harris letting us know that George Pickens has been having himself a day as well. Back-to-back tough grabs before we even got into the red zone period that Brian's giving you live coverage of.
Right.
Jared Verse has been having himself a day with his Cowboys O-line. He said Nick Harris said Jared Verse has been living in the backfield. Feels like he's getting through every play.
Yeah, that's that left that, you know, we talk about with Nate Thomas over there, and we'll right now Nate Thomas, the ones are back. It looks like to me that no Smith, so it's at the Hoffman
at left guard
is playing. Yeah, is playing the left guard spot right now. Play action, Dak has to scramble, and he's just going to throw it away. He's just going to throw
it. I will say this. You were out there in person. How mobile does Dak look? Because to me, it looks like he's moving around.
No, he looks really, really mobile in this period. Actually, I say in this period, but overall, he's looked really, really mobile. You know, when he's had to kind of duck, step forward, run through the line, he's done a good job with that. He looks like that the mobility factor is pretty good. Again, Nate Thomas playing your left tackle. Brock Hoffman playing the left guard. No Smith today. That'd be Booker at the right guard, and then Steele. And here's the throw. Dak again having to scramble. He wants to work inside. Oh, throws it just wide. Looks like a flag. It looked like
CD.
CD. Yeah, it looked like CD was probably working.
Looked like a little zig route.
Yeah. Well, he was breaking in. He was outside left breaking in, and then broke to the outside. Because Dak kind of directed him that way.
Put his foot in the ground, and they both ran into the pylon.
And then Dak threw it a little wide there. But I think they probably got maybe a holding call. We couldn't see it, but it looked like that CD was starting inside and then broke outside.
Nick Harris tweeting, it has not been pretty on either side of the ball for the Cowboys today against the Rams, having big struggles in the trenches.
Okay. Well, that's and then Will Greer just ran one in, just a straight handoff. Or not a handoff, excuse me, just a direct quarterback snap. So, and now they skip away.
Are we going to get, why is Will Greer getting these reps in front of Joe Milton?
Maybe they had a period where Joe Milton got some before. Will Greer does not get a whole lot of work, you know. So, he's probably, you know, they're trying to, maybe also too, that fact that you're going to see a lot of Joe Milton in that game on Saturday.
You know, you're going to see Joe Milton. You're going to see Shedeur Sanders. You're going to see Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy. You're going to see – it's going to be an exciting preseason coming up. We got the Dallas Cowboys. We got all the coverage here for you guys. And coming up next, of course, we got the Expressway. So we'll have you guys locked and loaded. If we get any update on our boy Gavin Dawson, we'll make sure to give you that next in the Nation. This segment of The Fan is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Blake Elliott joined by Brian Broaddus filling in for the general. We got the Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts, bringing you commercial-free radio all the way up to the top of the hour. Excuse me. We got Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, who's going to be doing G-Bag of the Day here in just a second. For all you guys wondering and texting, one, who is the guy coming out of your radio? Blake Elliott, fan phenom. Where's the general? Got a couple texts. Where's Gavin Dawson? Gavin Dawson has given us an update. Now, not me personally, but the boss says he will not be making it back for today's programming.
Been in quarantine, that fool?
I guess. Did not get an update
Crazy, man.
Did you get an update, Brian, on like if he got a is he just stuck in line?
No, he says he's going to be out 30 more minutes. So evidently they're working on things. So we'll see.
So does that mean it's MRSA then?
It don't take that long. No. He's probably get the prescriptions. Yeah. Doctor got to put the what is it? Look at it.
Yeah, I mean sure.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah, they might have to cut some stuff off and send it off, kind of a thing. I don't know. I mean. To me, it's like he just
okay, I got
Tim just said he was 30 more minutes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, they got to juice that thing real quick.
Man, and Dawson might, knowing him, Dawson might just say the hell with it. And he's just taking the rest of the day off too, though.
Hypothetically, say you have this same bacterial disease or infection or whatever Dawson has, and they say, hey, you're going to be stuck with this for the rest of your life, and you're going to be sick all the time, or you can cut off a limb, body part. What are you cutting off, Brian?
That's weed.
You're stuck with this infection. It could be a pinky. It can be a toe.
No, you're not cutting off a body part.
You're gonna keep the infection.
Well,
Mr. Clean himself is gonna keep the infection rather than cut off a body
part. Is he gonna kill me? Is it going to kill me?
Y'all know more about this than I do. I don't know.
I don't know, but man, this Lucius, this doesn't seem like realistic at all, right?
No, I'm glad he asked you.
I know. I'm like,
I'm asking both of you guys.
I'm like, go, wait a minute. Like,
okay, let's say.
I asked you the other day, like, would you rather sweat mayonnaise or have Cheeto dust, you know, on everything you touch? That's kind of more of a realistic
thing. Probably the Cheeto dust, because I hate mayonnaise.
Nobody wants to live with the infection.
Okay, well then.
But nobody wants to lose a limb.
I said, it could just be a pinky, Brian. You're the one that took it to your whole hand. Okay, would you cut off your pinky to get off of this infection?
Is it going to kill me? That's the question. Sure. It's going to kill me?
It's going to kill you.
Yeah, of course you're going to cut off your pinky.
Could you cut off your whole hand?
Yeah, you're going to cut off your little toe.
Okay. Let me reframe it then, because that's bad.
I said a little toe. I said little toe, and you're like, oh, no, I'm going to move the goalpost now.
If you're worrying about the Dallas Cowboys, every media member is saying it's not a good practice. They can't run the ball. The trenches are terrible. We'll get back to that just here in a second. Okay, you're not going to die, Brian, but you're just going to be sick. You're going to be like kind of sick every day, like a little common cold, if you will.
Yeah, take
my
pinky toe. If I do not want to be sick every single day. So just take my pinky toe.
Would you do your big toe?
No.
Pinky would mess your balance up.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, man. I was just trying to feel myself out.
How does Prime get around, though? Doesn't Prime get around without
him? He gets around. But it ain't what it used to be. You see?
No, I know, but
it's pawpaw for show now.
It's pawpaw.
It's pawpaw, baby.
I think I would
pawpaw prime.
I would cut off my middle toe,
like the long one. It's next to the.
I don't know. Just the long one in the middle. Next to,
like the one. There's usually
the one literally in the middle. You have five toes, Brian. Yeah. There's two on the left, two on the right, and one in the middle.
Well, there's one next to the big toe that I don't know if you need it or not. Oh, we're back at practice, and I think we're at Bears practice now. But no, I think to me that no. I mean, the pinky toe I think would be the one I would do.
Lucius, what body part would you cut off so you don't have this common cold of MRSA every day? Maybe a nose. No one said a nose.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get rid of. I'll probably put them big old gauges in my ear. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll mutilate myself that way. The big gauges.
How about a castration of one? Of one.
What is a castration?
Scrotum
mean?
Skin.
What does that mean?
Maybe some scrotum
just
skin.
Just take one.
What do you mean take one? I'm lost, Brian. What is a I don't even know what castration means. So you have to educate me on that. What does castration mean? Lucius has walked away from the mic and is laughing. Is that a bad word? Am I saying a bad word?
No, man.
What does castration mean?
That's weed.
No one's going to help me on this. The text line.
You lose. The text will help you with the castration.
Okay, people are saying they lose an ear. Back-to-back people. I'd rather lose an ear.
Okay.
Possibility they have to do blood work to make sure there's no infection for our boy Dawson.
There you go.
Blake, your question shows your age. I am 25 years old.
Yeah. But you know what castration is?
No, I already said I don't know what that means. What does it mean?
You can look it up, man.
Yeah, check that up.
No one's going to text it in. The Tolos are letting me down.
Why the Tolos not?
You don't want anybody to surprise you with that one. You want to know what that means. Yeah, you don't want to agree with that one by mistake at the hospital one day.
If you have to lose a body part.
I'm tired of this cough, doc, whatever it takes.
Someone said castration equals marriage. Is that true?
No, man, not my house. It's the other way around, bro.
Someone said, can you pronounce MRSA? I just did. MRSA. Yeah. Did I say it wrong earlier?
You know what, Blake, you're on a roll. I just appreciate you being here, because for a while there, it looked like we were struggling really bad. But you've come in and you've done a great job.
I mean, you got both the nosebleeds off today, and then Dawson gets sick.
Yeah.
It was about to just be you talking to the Tolos, calling for Brian.
It was Lucius' top 40 day is what it was going to be. I'm going to play all the songs from the 60s and 70s and make comments about
it. Your favorite TV theme song coming up.
People are saying it means something else. Castration is losing one of the boys.
Yeah.
Both of them are one.
Just one.
And where did this come in? Why did Brian say this? Oh, you were saying that would be the body part.
Yeah.
You would do that?
Maybe they're losing a toe.
No.
Yeah, you got two of them.
Okay.
He's a man of a certain age at this point.
Lucius understands.
Now that I know what it means, y'all would rather lose one of your boys than a toe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that just a, does it actually hurt you moving around? Or is that just a, you just look weird? You're just a one
guy. You won't even look weird. You can't weird. Tell down there what's going on, really, bro. Man,
I mean,
yeah. And then they got the thing nowadays where they got the thing nowadays where there's like a little pump situation. Yeah.
So you're telling me a girl's, you know, me and her hanging out, and I got a pump, and I got one guy down there. And yeah, she's not going to ask any questions.
You'll be okay. Plus, that pump is amazing. It's like the Reebok pump. I promise you, you reach down, bro, you give it a couple of pumps, and it was like.
What is it, pump up my second guy?
Bro, for real, I'm telling you, yes.
Oh, so I can be like, just wait.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it looks like
you're wearing Reebok shoes. Let me reach down.
Yeah. Yep. I want one. I think it's like $30,000 for that. Okay.
I think I'm going to go with my middle toe and keep my boys intact.
Okay.
But I know that you guys with, as far as castration.
Older. Like for me, it would be not a problem.
I just think there's some interesting answers. 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel injury return text line. What body part would you cut off so that you don't have Gavin Dawson's disease, MRSA, up on you? Let's go into the pimp cup for G-Bag of the Day and let Lucius save the show.
Unbelievable right there. That was an unbelievable mix of 5 minutes.
I love when Blake comes on like this.
I tell you what, but yeah, I'll 100% lose one of my boys instead of my toes. I'm not worried about what somebody, nobody's going to see that. I can't wear flip-flops or something at the pool. People going to be asking me questions, oh, what happened?
They call you 8-Boy.
Yeah, they're going to call me something. All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. That's 10 seconds away, baby. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up on social media if you see anything that we should be playing out there. I don't care what platform you may see it on. Send it to me. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this champion audio. We go to the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chomp? Where Sean, the host, crashed out on Tolo Ernesto.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Yo, doing great. Well. Thanks for listening.
He was happy, too.
So here's my thing. Happy. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant. Like,
something else.
Because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single. Did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm
not put him down.
Way to go.
Pot him down.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. John, no, Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
Well, that's a hot start. That's already going to be my vote. Right. That is one, because Sean is 100% correct that when people call in like that, they obviously don't listen to the show. But the fact that he was talking about the listeners and Sean just went off on them is hilarious. So that's a strong start.
That's a strong. I like how
very strong.
I like how Bobby came in with the sir.
Yeah.
BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying. He said he was talking about
the. He said.
Sir, I'm just saying that he said. He said what?
Sir,
oh, okay.
You're gonna want to look at this, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to look at this, sir. We got these charts for you here before you respond.
Hey, pot them down. I'm done hearing him talk.
All right, let's see what we got here for you boys on a Tuesday, Toxic Tuesday. Let's go to Coach Prime. Speaking of Pawpaw Prime, he was on the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast. And if you've seen his health update, he had a press conference for it. And at that press conference, we've seen a little Karrueche.
Yeah.
Karrueche Tran rollout. She was all in the video.
Yeah.
All in the song, dancing.
She was getting with it.
It was a Karrueche churn rollout.
Is she a younger lady?
36, 37?
Yeah. Okay. Like maybe like 39? I don't know. 38? She one of them, but yes. Okay. Very beautiful. Yeah, younger than
Shout out to Dion, man.
Yeah. Made Chris Brown have one of the most iconic photos of all time. Him leaning, talking to her outside the club.
Yeah. Oh, that was great photo.
What a classic.
Yeah, they asked Coach Prime about Karrueche, and he acted like he was losing connection.
All right, last one, I'm going to let you go, Coach. Don't kill the messenger. Everyone seen Karrueche by your side during your hospital visit. Everyone wants to know what that friendship is about.
We got a bad connection.
Shout out to Coach Prime, man. Clap it up for Coach Prime.
Just really left him.
Who was that asking the question? Do we know who that was?
Whoever the host says the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast.
I think that's kind of a federal question. I think that's the feds. Obviously, we see him with Karrueche. Let the man do his thing. He's probably not trying to be super public with it. So on me, I respect Dion for faking the connection. But again, that's a federal question.
I'm this guy now that if you date or go after like high profile people, if you date them and you're in public and all that,
yeah,
it's fair. For questions are fair.
Now, was this in public? I thought this was like at his hospital scene.
She was there. I mean, they're asking the
question. You put the videos on public. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, you see it.
My mouth dropped when I seen Karrueche Chan sitting next to him on the... I was like, what? Yeah.
I was like, is this the Karrueche I know?
No, it's fair game. If you're out in public...
Did he get a clone?
These people always in public, they're always hiding and all that crap. If you're walking around with somebody and somebody asks you a question, hey, you guys dating or you guys... no, man, we're just really good friends. Okay, great. That's all you have to do. Just explain it. But everybody acts like, oh, I can't hear you. Hey, what's going on? You know, that kind of thing.
Just for context, Karrueche 37, Dion 57.
Cool. That's what I'm talking about,
dog. Go for it, man. That's cool.
That's what I'm talking about. And plus, Coach Prime, you can't be dodging questions on Say What Needs to Be Said podcast. Yeah. No. My man is just saying what needs to be said. Yeah. Up to saying to the next thing right here. What we got? Trap House Sports. You guys familiar with Trap House Sports? Depressed Cowboys fan?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. He's got a new one. Dropped a new anthem about Micah Parsons.
Oh, interesting.
What? Oh, sure it was. I seen it. All right. Sorry about that.
What the f*** we doing? What the f*** we doing? It's a Friday night and I'm sitting here mad and I'm all alone. Dang. I saw the tweet from Micah and I said, Jerry Jones, take your old ass on. It can't be. Stop teasing me. Stop teasing me. Whoa. You ain't want to pay the man. Now he tweets. I keep begging him to stay, but he leaving me. And AT&T stayed him illegally. Pull up with 5 Draymond Greens with me. Like LeBron James, the way I brought the heat with me. I might walk in a place where the meetings be. Until y'all pay Micah, I won't leave the suite. Y'all better pay that man everything he needs. Because if he leaves his team, I'm bound to tweak. Cowboys. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones.
He's very musically talented. Jokes aside, I feel like he can kind of rap a little bit. The fact that he's making these parody songs, it's not the worst thing you've ever heard in your life.
No, it kind of sounds like Chameleonaire King Cooper.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay, Jock Peterson.
Wow.
He put the Yankees broadcast in a chokehold last night.
They were talking about his weight.
Well, they were talking trash. Eric sent me this. Eric.
There he is. Jock Peterson, who has really struggled.
Stunning. Those numbers are absolutely stunning from Jock Peterson, who signed a 2-year, $20 million deal to come over here. Hitting .126.
Had a .908 OPS last year with Arizona. Takes ball one. You can see the physique definitely has evolved for Jock. Hit in the air to right field and deep, and this game is tied. Devin Williams serves it up, and Jock Peterson slams it out.
I love how they're talking about him like he's like a dinosaur at the beginning. They're like, really stunning, this guy. The physique has evolved. This guy right here in front of us. I'm like, is Jock Peterson, the model example of a five-star athlete? Probably not. But is Jock Peterson still in the major in the majors and probably in better shape than a lot of people right now? I'll say that. He can still mash a baseball. So shout out to the Yankees giving him a little bit of juice. He needed to bomb that homer. And that was hilarious. W.
Yeah. Right on time, baby. Love it. All right, that's it. Let's get to voting.
Okay, so usually Dawson would vote first. Then we go to Lucius, then the nosebleeds, then to Broadus. No nosebleeds. Dawson's not here. I'm going to be faux Dawson. I'm going to go, let's keep it in-house. Let's keep it with our teammate Sean yelling at our boy Ernesto and then realizing it was the Tolos.
Lucius? Oh, shoot, man. Yeah, I'm going with the same one. And if I do that, it's automatically a winner.
Yeah.
That's what it is then.
It's a winner.
Brian, is that where you were going to go?
Oh, no. I think I like the Jock Peterson one myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Since it's 2-0 right now,
yeah.
I'm voting for the Jock Peterson for shutting up David Cone in that group.
That was beautiful.
The Jock one was a close second for me. It was a close second. Yeah. So, I guess that means, is it a three-timer now? Three-timer for Sean? Or is this a two-timer?
Two going for three today.
Yeah.
Two going for three. Yeah. Our boy Sean yelling at Ernesto.
Yeah. Two going for three tomorrow.
Going for three.
This guy is 1 second today.
Okay.
Boy.
That's weed. That's weed.
I know. I'm trying to get locked in. Gavin Dawson, we're giving you guys updates here on the Expressway, brought to you by the On-Time Experts, keeping you commercial-free all the way to the top of the hour. Brian, I know you were looking at Cowboys practice going on. What did you notice while we were doing a little bit of sounds?
Yeah, Dak just unfortunately had an interception, though. Linebacker tried to kind of fit it in underneath there, and the pressure was bad. It looks like to me that Nate Thomas, just from the clips, looks like he's having a rough day. But you know what's next, right?
No, I don't know what's next.
Oh, yeah. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live.
Oh, hey, come on!
Right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
That's weed. That's weed.
Dance
with
some of everything. Everybody get
high. Well, here at DC Stadium, the Redskins have new uniforms.
I like them.
Thought you might. As we start the fourth quarter, it is 28-16 Redskins.
There's nothing wrong with sex and football together, is there?
It's what's inside the uniform that makes
it what it is. Boy, what a move the Dallas Cowgirls have done for professional football. Everybody's following.
Oh, that's toxic.
Are we bringing back the name? You know what I'm talking about.
No.
I know that was old. I'm just saying. Are we bringing back the name?
I don't think so.
Nah, that's like 1979 right there, bro.
Yeah.
I
wonder if that was Sonny Jurgensen in that crew. Sam Huff. That crew's a little. They were a little edgy back.
That's what that was.
A little edgy back in the day.
Are we allowed to say that name? Or do we still have to call them the Commanders?
What do you mean allowed?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I grew up.
I'm just saying. You know, sometimes we'd be saying stuff and it'd be getting dumped. So I'm just making sure we're allowed to say.
I grew up with them being called the Redskins.
Okay, I'm making sure. I didn't want to say it and be filling in for Dawson. And Carter's looking at me, shaking his head, and the bosses are texting me. So I think their name should be the Redskins. I said it.
There you go.
Oh man.
Lucius over there debating on.
Hey, I'm debating whether I should take that bait or not, but I'm not going to take it. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. It is a toxic Tuesday, if you cannot tell, here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Now, I am not going to get into the Gilbert Arenas illegal poker game issues. We discussed that last week. There's really been no updates to it. But I did listen to his live driving home on Friday. I listened to it, and I said, damn, game, your boy's game goofy.
Oh, wow.
Gilbert Arenas is goofy Gilbert for real, bro.
Wow, goofy Gilbert.
I was disgusted by how this man does not take this serious. He's very unserious, okay? Too much goofy-ass laughing. I'll give you a little piece of this. This is some of what I heard, man.
They was like, yeah, so no tampering. I was like, okay. So you can't talk to any of them. And I was like, I don't know these. And then it was like, and no talking to any witnesses. How the do I know who's a witness? Like, I don't know who the witness is. Like, what are you talking about? Like, is there a list? Because I'm pretty sure y'all can't give out a list because I'm pretty sure them over there is real dangerous.
The way them over there looking, I'm pretty sure you can't get them on this, okay? All right.
That is goofy ass laughing.
Why
bro?
Is he laughing, man?
So is he going
hold
to prison?
On, hold on, fam.
Hey, I'm sitting. It was like, yeah. So you know, no talking to the witness, and I want to read. Hey, how do we know who's the witness? Like, I you know, I wouldn't know.
Who's
like,
talking to circle?
But I'm thinking, them in that cell, the way they were sound. I don't think you want to give them no information. All right, because they look like they knocking off all.
Yo,
good time, Gilbert.
Goofy, bro.
I mean, is that anesthesia that they give you to make you the laughing gas? That's what I feel like he had right before that live.
This is a very serious situation. We got alleged mafia people involved. We got prostitutes running in and out this house allegedly and stuff. Yeah. And this is how goofy you sound. So goofy. Bro.
I mean, it was I think I counted about 15 cackles per.
All right.
Yo, if I did like some mafia situation, yeah. I would not be linking up with Gil on my other, like, you're not gonna hold it down, bro.
No,
that's craziness.
You know, that part of it, yeah, it's, I don't know, like I said, it's, that's a serious thing when you start talking about those things, you know, when you start the gambling part and then the prostitution part and all that. And you just don't want the government coming after you for that.
No.
You know, and they'll make your life hell.
Yeah, they sure will.
For doing that stuff.
Yeah, they put a whole lot of stuff on you. Might get that RICO!
Yeah, that's what they do.
You might get that RICO!
Yeah.
All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Toxic Tuesday. I think Hard Knocks is tonight, too, by the way. New Hard Knocks tonight. HBO. Hey, baby, if you're into that type of thing. We got Blake riding with us.
Yes,
Michelle Obama, you familiar with her? You don't.
I am. I'm familiar. Okay. She's the one that put all the healthy lunches.
Okay. She's a fan of trash television.
Okay.
I kind of like some trash television every once in a while.
Okay.
You guys got any trash television shows that you watch?
Well, everything I'm going to say, no one's going to know what they are because they're young people things. So no, I don't know if I have any that qualify. Are we talking about TV actually on? Like on live TV
anything you
or
watch,
Netflix?
Bro. Anything you watch. Trash televisions. Like Zeus Network.
What about Robot Chicken? Does that count?
Oh, yeah. Robot Chicken is hilarious.
Yeah, I would throw Robot Chicken in there. I'm sure people would agree with that one. Rick and Morty, does that count? Like, it's kind of just like thrown together.
I don't know if it's trash.
I love it.
I don't know if it's trash.
Okay.
Trash, we're talking about like Real Housewives franchise.
Is that the Island show? The Island?
Yeah, Love Island.
Love Island?
Yeah.
You watch Love Island,
Brian?
No. I see people tweet about it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I go on, is that what you said?
I stop myself.
Gosh. Yeah. That's as much chance as like Dawson with that big old Cyclops thing on his back.
All right. Blake missing a middle toe.
Yeah.
I got both my balls, though. Yeah.
Don't need a pump.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to your foot? Yeah. Sorry about that.
Now, the trash TV, Real Housewives, where they throw wine on each other and flip over tables.
They
or
get
maybe
mad.
You, yeah, they get mad.
Hey, Lucius, I'm going to ask you about that show a little bit. Is that all acting, you think?
Oh, Brian, we're the same person. I was going to ask the same question.
It's called assisted reality.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of acting to it because I put you in the scenario, then you guys have to get out of the scenario in a sense.
Right.
So is that the same with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah, assisted reality, bro.
Because okay. Like they're actually living in that house, actually dating that person, whatever, but maybe the scenario's
a
little fire
producers,
on it.
Do you think producers tell them, like, listen, you guys are being way too nice about it right now. We need to...
Like reshoot this?
If we're gonna make money on this and do, you know, keep it going... We need to have some controversy.
I think producers do things that the subject doesn't know of.
Yeah.
And get the subject to react to it.
Right. You think they've ever had to reshoot a scene because the producer didn't like how it came out? Like, there was supposed to be an argument, but they didn't argue. And they're like, can we run that back and you guys actually get mad at each other?
You guys are not throwing enough wine on each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the blood? Yeah. Trash television, Real Housewives, Miss Obama. She has battles over the remote control with Obama, Mr. Barack Obama. He wants to watch ESPN. She wants to watch Real Housewives. She's saying it's basically the same. I want to know if you guys agree with this opinion by Miss Michelle Obama.
This is where I want to educate my brother and even my husband who will be listening. Culture is king.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure is,
I mean,
King.
The truth is like they razz me about my love of reality TV and The Real Housewives.
Let's
I
go.
Watch it all.
You watch it all?
All of it. They think that sports is better reality TV. I was like, it's the same thing. There's drama in sports.
There's so much drama.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if I listen to ESPN for an hour, it's like watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's the same drama and they're yelling at each other and they don't get along. You know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's just like every other
talk
show host. Oh,
he'd be a great Real Housewife.
He would be.
Right.
He would be amazing.
So that's why I'm like, what's the difference? It's just, you know, it's just sociological drama.
Okay, who's that guy in the background? Was he even in the conversation?
Yeah, I think that's her brother.
Did he just walk in and start laughing?
You tell him, girl.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Miss Obama? Is the ESPN's... Our sports,
yeah,
are they kind of just like the male
talk
soap
show,
operas?
The talk show.
If
stuff
you're
is.
Listening, yeah, just to a talk show, especially I get it with the Stephen A. And especially if there's no clips being played and they're just talking about off-season stuff, then yeah, I can see from a female or just really anybody's perspective how it's similar to Real Housewives. And we got to remember, Stephen A. is a great actor. He might not be, everyone has their opinion about him as a sports broadcaster, but as an actor, I think he's phenomenal. I think he's hilarious.
He's definitely playing a game, 100% playing a game.
He knows what he's doing.
And he's the only winner in his game.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's what he's doing. But yeah, he's definitely playing a game. He's the only winner in that game. I know because I know people that know him very closely.
Yeah.
And they've had deep conversations with him. They let me on some things.
Yeah.
So yeah, you agreed. It's soap opera for men in a sense.
I don't watch the Real Housewives of New York, Atlanta, or any of these places.
Yeah.
But I would say that she's on to something because the drama, if you just turn on those programs in the morning, it's too much. It's way too
it's
much
a
drama.
Lot of drama.
Way too much drama.
Yeah, I think people are getting tired of that
I kind of tipped my hand earlier, but I used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians pretty regularly.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, I just thought they were good looking women living a luxurious life. A lot of money.
And then Bruce started doing his stuff.
Oh,
and
I tuned out before that.
That turned it a whole different way, right?
I got out of there. Yeah.
I might turn it off for wallpaper sometime just because, you know, you just want to look at the girls.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith responded to Miss Michelle Obama.
Of course he did.
He's an unserious man, and he missed the mark. You can go look that up. I'm not going to play it. He totally missed the mark, though, because he started talking about some grievances he had with the campaign and everything instead of just responding to what she said.
Yeah.
He is an unserious man.
He's, like, running for Senate or president.
He needs to get off my
right?
television, bro. I can't even look at his face for the most part sometimes. Like, ESPN was killing us during the NBA playoffs. Yeah. He was on TV 24 hours a day. I couldn't take it, bro.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it.
It's only going to be more, Lucius. They're adding more hours to that guy. Watch when the NFL and all that moves over to ESPN full-time and all that stuff. He's going to be on even more.
What would you do if Stephen A. was on NFL Countdown with Hanson?
Oh, the
he somehow got on that.
God. I wouldn't put it past ESPN. I really wouldn't.
Hey. Oh, my bad. I was reading a fan text over here. Yeah. I got a clip of Stephen A. Smith falling for a fake quote. I don't know if I want to play it, though. I'm looking at the time. He really had it. It's not like having a hot take when it's a fake clip. Like, you're responding to something that's not even real. It's really a butt crack bait, and you have a hot take for it. It's really embarrassing. But I might play it on Friday. I might play it on Friday, end of the day type vibes. Let's see what else I got for you boys. Hey! NASA.
Uh-oh.
They want the U.S. to be the first nation to put a nuclear reactor on the moon.
Wow.
That's pretty sure that's going to go well. Nuclear reactor on the moon.
So we're going to build this thing. Are we going to build it and then just kind of
transport it?
Transport and set it down?
Yeah.
Is that we're going to do? Are we going to actually like have construction crews?
Construction crews on the
Moon.
On the moon.
Imagine you're trying to fly through the Milky Way. Sorry, construction over here. You're going to have to go to your left.
Which can really mess things up. Because if you mess up the circumference of the moon or you do anything, it's going to have ripples all across the
galaxy.
Wow.
Imagine especially we just don't have night one day. Night just doesn't happen one day because they're doing construction.
Exactly. Especially us, bro. Especially us.
We'll mess it up. Some way we'll mess it up.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't Elon's, like, his missiles falling apart in Texas all the time.
Yeah.
He keeps trying. No, shout out to him. He's got endless money. I could just keep trying.
I will say this, he got those astronauts off that space station thing, though.
About time, poor guys. We didn't even celebrate those fools when they came back.
No, they just like, oh, look, the lady looks like the lady looks like she aged a million years. You know? Seriously, like her face was like droopy and stuff. And everybody, that's all they talked about. They didn't talk about the lady went up there like the USS Minnow, like she was on Gilligan's Island, 3-hour cruise. She ended up there for the whole damn year.
She have all her toes?
She had everything. Her face got a little droopy. You know, that was it.
No one likes droop.
No.
Poor lady.
Yeah.
This weekend, we seen sprinter Noah Lyles staring down his opponent. Was it Kenny Benarek?
The guy push him?
He was salty.
Yeah, the guy pushed him.
Yeah.
And he stared him down. It was a lot of high drama at the very end of that 200-meter race in the championship, which was great because that Kenny Benarek guy has never lost a 200 this year or whatever. Finally lost one against Noah. But here's the thing. There's more to it that we didn't even realize, y'all. You seen Kenny trying to dap him up at the end, trying to dap Noah up at the end of the race. Hey, let's be cool and everything. Well, Kenny and his girlfriend secretly ran an account on Twitter called Track Spice.
Okay.
I used to follow Track Spice. I never even realized it disappeared, but it was fun to follow for a second. Kenny and his girlfriend.
All the dirt.
All the drama. All the tea. All that situations. It's like TMZ in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
That Track Spice account used to talk real spicy about Noah, his girlfriend, Janelle, another track girl, Gabby Thomas.
Oh, Gabby Thomas looks sweet.
Yeah. Well, come to find out, Kenny and his girlfriend secretly ran that account.
They ran that account.
So when Noah Lyles, he already knew this situation. Don't dap me. I'm staring you down. All of this. There's real drama right there.
So he knew the account was being run.
He knew it.
Yeah.
Why are you a professional trackster, Olympian, and you're running a TMZ Twitter account? If his girl just ran it and she just happened to, that's her thing, and he whatever, but he was interacting with it as well.
They said both of them ran it. Kenny and his girlfriend secretly ran an account called Track Spice on Twitter.
Wow.
Gabby Thomas is the one that found out about it earlier this year, and she alerted everybody, like, hey, that's who that is, by the way, that's talking about you.
That's nasty, bro. There's a lot of drama in that track group, by the way.
Yeah.
They're just the egos and that's the high intensity of what it is and the competitiveness and the dollars and all that stuff.
Bro, those Texas track meet used to be so fun too, bro.
The Texas relays?
Oh my gosh, used to be so fun.
Yeah. Man. Texas relays are great.
I done aged out, so do my kids. We're out. Next crop of people. Before I get out of here, you sent this to me, my man.
Oh, I did.
You sent this to me. Godfrey the comedian. Godfrey the comedian. He's talking about sports broadcasters.
Sports announcers talk like this the whole time, right? And they're standing next to a Dominican dude. They do this shit on purpose so you can see the contrast of English. Well, we're here with Manny Rodriguez. What an amazing game today. 3 for 5, 2 home runs. Holy crap. He's the player of the game. Manny getting off an injury and all of a sudden making a comeback. Manny, God, what a day, huh? How'd you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I hit the ball and I'm running like that.
Back to you, Brad. What the f*** was that?
That's how I found out about Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
I was like, look at that black dude out there smacking on those balls. And they interviewed him. Hey, hit the baseball. And I was like, okay. Cuban. I got it. I'm Cuban, B.
Those interviews are great.
Yep. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Shout out to the on-time experts who are sponsoring the Expressway. We're going to go around the bases and figure out, Jock Peterson and Josh Jung, are they back? Or do we need to temper expectations on this Rangers team before they get with the Texas Rangers versus the Yankees tonight? Next on The Nation.